Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering What Do You Like About Your Neighborhood in IELTS Speaking. As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I've encountered countless students grappling with the infamous Describe Your Neighborhood question in the IELTS Speaking Test. More specifically, the question, What Do You Like About Your Neighborhood, often throws test takers off guard. They stumble, they hesitate, and sometimes they miss the mark entirely. But fear not, with a bit of preparation and the right strategy, you can turn this seemingly simple question into an opportunity to showcase your English fluency and impress the examiner. Understanding the question's purpose. The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English. The examiners aren't looking for a perfectly scripted answer about your neighborhood. They want to gauge your vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation, and coherence in a spontaneous conversation. Think of What Do You Like About Your Neighborhood as an invitation to demonstrate your vocabulary. Utilize a range of adjectives, adverbs, and descriptive language to paint a vivid picture of your neighborhood. Showcase grammatical accuracy. Use a variety of sentence structures, including complex sentences with relative clauses, to showcase your command of English grammar. Express your opinions and preferences. Clearly articulate why you appreciate certain aspects of your neighborhood, providing reasons and examples to support your views. Crafting your response. 1. Brainstorm key points. Don't jump into speaking immediately. Take a moment to jot down some key aspects you appreciate about your neighborhood. Think about location and accessibility. Is it centrally located? Close to amenities like parks, shops, or public transport? Community and people. Are the people friendly and welcoming? Do you have a sense of community? Safety and security. Do you feel safe and secure in your neighborhood? Atmosphere and environment. Is it peaceful, vibrant, or family-friendly? 2. Structure your answer. Organize your thoughts logically. A clear structure ensures your answer is coherent and easy to follow. Consider this structure. Introduction. Briefly state your overall opinion of your neighborhood. Example. I'm quite fond of my neighborhood. It offers a good balance of main points. Elaborate on 2 to 3 key aspects you brainstormed, providing specific examples and reasons. Example, one thing I particularly appreciate is the sense of community. For instance, every Saturday, there's a local farmer's market where. Conclusion, summarize your thoughts and reiterate your overall sentiment. Example, all in all, it's a wonderful place to live, and I feel fortunate to call it home. 3. Use vivid language. Engage the examiner by using descriptive language. Instead of saying, the park is nice, say, the park is a tranquil oasis with lush greenery and colorful flower beds. Don't be afraid to use adjectives, peaceful, bustling, convenient, spacious. Adverbs, conveniently located, well-maintained, incredibly friendly. Figurative language, my neighborhood is like a hidden gem. Example response. Let's put it all together. Here's a sample response incorporating these strategies. I'm really quite fond of my neighborhood. It's situated in a peaceful suburb, just a stone's throw from the bustling city center, offering the best of both worlds. What I appreciate most is its strong sense of community. Neighbors know each other by name, and we often gather for street parties or barbecues. For instance, just last month, we had a potluck dinner to welcome a new family who moved in. It was a lovely way to connect and make them feel at home. Additionally, the neighborhood is incredibly safe and family-friendly. There are numerous parks and playgrounds where children can play freely, and I always feel comfortable taking an evening stroll. All in all, it's a wonderful place to live, and I feel fortunate to call it home. Final tips. Practice makes perfect. Rehearse speaking about your neighborhood using the strategies and vocabulary you've learned. Record yourself to identify areas for improvement. Don't memorize. While practice is key, don't memorize entire responses. The examiner will recognize this, and it may negatively impact your score. Relax and be yourself. Speak naturally and confidently. The examiner wants to hear your authentic voice and thoughts. Remember, the IELTS speaking test is about demonstrating your ability to communicate effectively. By approaching the "What do you like about your neighborhood?" question strategically and with a bit of preparation, you can turn it into a shining example of your English fluency and communication skills. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.